Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 20th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana, as part of the Montana Book Festival. 11 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Fork in the Road. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Shobha Rao and is titled, Ask Me Again. Thanks for listening.
We moved to the United States when I was about seven and a half years old. We moved to Virginia, and my dad was there for a one-year fellowship. And at the end of that year, it was time to make a decision, and the decision was this. Do we stay in the United States, or do we go back to India? And I'm sure my parents had some late-night discussions and talked about the pros and cons. I'm sure they did. They didn't really consult my sister and I, we were both young, except for one day, one afternoon, I'm watching television, and my mom's cooking dinner, and she looks up at me, and she says, so what do you think? Do you want to stay, or do you want to go? And by this time, I'm eight, but I gave it some real thought. I thought, well, I've forgotten all my Hindi, which is India's national language and which would be the language that most of my classes in India would be taught in. I'd forgotten it. And I had assimilated. I'd assimilated in only the way a child can assimilate. And so after giving you some thought, I said to her, I want to stay. And we stayed. Probably not for that reason, but we stayed. And we moved around quite a bit in the coming years, and we finally ended up moving to Indiana, central, semi-rural Indiana. The cornfields were right there, outside of town. And that is where I started high school. And now this high school had a policy where you could eat lunch on campus, or you could leave. I just came back by the time lunch hour ended. And on cold days in the wintertime, since I didn't have any friends, I would eat my lunch in one of the empty classrooms. But on warm days, sometimes I would. I would go out, I'd wander around, and sometimes I would go to the Burger King, the nearby Burger King, and I'd sit there by myself and I'd eat my lunch. One day during my junior year, I'm sitting there, I'm eating my lunch at the Burger King, and these two girls walk in. They're my classmates. And these two girls, they're the most popular girls in my school. They are absolutely beautiful, especially Jen. Now, Jen is the classic American beauty. She has long blonde hair. She has these gray-green eyes. And she is fully developed. Fully developed. So she was, as you can imagine, really popular with the boys. Jen and her friend, they look over and they see me sitting alone and they come over. And Jen says, can we sit with you? And I was so perplexed. No one had asked to sit with me at lunch. And I said, sure, you know, go ahead. And so they join me. And they talk mainly between themselves, but every now and then they would look over at me and they say, so, you know, what do you think of this teacher, or how did you do on this test? And while they're talking in the course of this lunch, it dawns on me why they'd asked to sit with me. No, it doesn't actually dawn on me. It hits me like a ton of bricks. The reason they'd asked to join me is because they pitied me. And, well, they felt sorry for me. And there I was, an object of their pity. And I wanted to say to them, please don't. You know, you can feel anything else for me, but please don't feel pity. But I didn't say that, and we ended up, you know, finished the lunch, and we went back. And as we're walking back, I said to myself, I said, Amma, and Amma is the Telugu word for mom. I said, Amma, ask me again. Ask me again if I want to stay or if I want to go. So the years go on. I become an adult, and I move to San Francisco. A couple years ago, a friend of mine says, hey, let's go to a baseball game. And I had never been to a baseball game. And she says, you got to come. It's the San Francisco Giants, and they're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. And she knew I had gone to school in Pittsburgh. So she said, oh, it's going to be great. You got to wear the gold and the black, which is the Pittsburgh Pirates colors. And we're going to go to AT&T Park, this huge ballpark. We're going to go to this game. I said, fine. And then she said to me, and by the time you are done watching this baseball game, you will be an American. I said, okay, all right. So I wore gold and black, and I show up, and we go into the ballpark. We watch the game, and it was pretty boring. But the garlic fries were really good. And so we watch the game. We walk out of the ballpark. We're walking to the metro stop. And there's a group of young men, and they're drinking, drunk, maybe. They look over at us, they look over at me. One of the guys looks directly at me, and he says, why don't you just go home? And I looked at him, and then I looked down, and I thought, Amma, ask me again. Ask me again if I want to stay or if I want to go. Thank you.
Thanks, Shobha. Shobha Rao is the author of the collection of short stories, An Unrestored Woman. Kirkus Reviews called An Unrestored Woman stunning and relentless. Booklist said of the collection, Rao's raw and breathtaking short story collection is set against an epic canvas, yet her character studies are intimate. She is the winner of the 2014 Katherine Ann Porter Prize in Fiction, awarded by Nimrod International Journal. She has been a resident at Hedgebrook and is the recipient of the Elizabeth George Foundation Fellowship. Her story, Kavita and Mustafa, was chosen by T.C. Boyle for inclusion in the Best American Short Stories 2015. She lives in San Francisco. Learn more about Shobha and her work at ShobhaRaoWrites.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers John Engen, Jameson Gordon, Neil McMahon, Harry Nyes, Pat Williams, David Allen Cates, Shobha Rao, Michael Marsalek, Becca Kelly, Tommy Peterson, and Allison Cox. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more. TellUsSomething.org. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's marc@tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. View their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, The Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, The Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and an upbeat alt-pop gems. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, and mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He is at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The Bookstore at the University of Montana. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com.